Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right here in our operations area. We are continuing to watch Tropical Storm Barry, just getting the latest information from the aircraft, watching all the data and looking at the storm very close. So it is 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central. Here's the latest update. I did want to start with the satellite view here. You can see a couple different things. One, just the sheer size of this system. I mean, that is just an incredible amount of moisture that is slowly but surely, it's a very slow movement here. All of this will be moving northward into Louisiana over the next 24 hours. So that is a lot of rainfall, a lot of moisture, trying to strengthen somewhat. We're starting to get some observations with 70 miles an hour, some higher gusts, just trying to strengthen. But the real story here is going to be all this moisture. You can see some of the serious outflow. The serious outflow really talks about this storm breathing. It's really trying to get healthier and healthier. But another way to look at it is on radar. It's getting close enough to the shore to we need to look at the radar. For a couple days now, we've been talking about these rain bands being 50, 100, 150 miles away, and that is indeed what is happening. The center of the storm, this broad rotation here, is located pretty close to Marsh Island, and you have that precipitation showing up on the radar. But look well away from it, the Mississippi coast over to Mobile Bay in Alabama, and some tornado warnings have already been issued. So in those rain bands is where you can get that heavy rain well away from the center, and also the tornadoes. It looks like it's moving fast, right? You're looking at those individual storms. They seem to be moving pretty quickly. But if you look at the overall area, these rain bands don't really move. They're going to move at the same direction and speed as the actual center of the storm. So as a result, the same places will continue to get some of that heavy rain. And most of the time, 90% of your tornadoes will occur in this right front quadrant right in here. And that's what we're seeing. Look at this forecast. It's very slow movement. The closer these forecast points are together, the slower the movement. Even into Sunday afternoon, we expect the center to still be over Louisiana. So repetitive rain bands with time. And look at these tropical storm force winds extending well outside that cone. The rainfall forecast, we talk about this all the time, the rain being such a dangerous part of these storms. And this is the highest risk we can issue in the Weather Service, a high risk of flash flooding around portions of South Louisiana, Lake Pontchartrain, back towards Baton Rouge and Lafayette. Just an incredible amount of rain potential to cause that flash flooding. But not just there. Look well inland with this moderate risk stretching to most of Mississippi, even up to Tennessee and Arkansas. So just because you're not on the coast doesn't mean you can't get some big-time effects from this. And even the slight chance of flash flooding from heavy rain stretches all the way up into Missouri and get to Kentucky. So inland, slowly but surely, this will continue to move northward. The other big threat we've talked about is the storm surge, and we are getting some readings around the Mississippi coast. I got a text message a little bit ago, 4.5 foot right along the Mississippi coast. So we are forecasting 3 to 5 foot, possibly a storm surge in there. Lake Pontchartrain, the same thing, 3 to 5 foot. So just the dangers of the storm surge, 3 to 6 foot along most of the Louisiana coast. So water is going to be the danger. We are going to be here at the Hurricane Center keeping you updated as we get new information. This has been Ken Graham right here at the National Hurricane Center.